Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Smart Eyewear Highlight, sponsored by Innovative Eyewear, developer and provider of cutting-edge Lucid Bluetooth glasses. Lucid Smart Eyewear is multifunctional, meeting the needs of the optical, hearable, and digital assistant markets. Innovative Eyewear, NASDAQ trading symbol LUCY, Lucy, web address lucyd.co.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space himself, self of the space show, is here. And we are going to ISS, Low Earth Orbit, thanks to Anatoly Zak of RussianSpaceWeb.com. This is Anatoly's observation of Roscosmos, the most successful manned space program in human history. 2,000 years from now, Roscosmos. And the excitement of Roscosmos is things go wrong and they require an explanation. So I go to an incident that happened most recently about a new module called Nauka as it joined the ISS, as it docked with the ISS. This is a Russian-built module. I read from Anatoly's reporting at Russian Space Web. Within a few hours after docking at 11:45 a.m. Houston time, the ISS crew reported unexpected firings of the thrusters aboard Nauka, resulting in the alarm aboard the U.S. segment warning about the loss of attitude control maintained by its gyroscope orientation system, which Novitsky immediately reported to Mission Control. At the time, the station was out of range of communications with the Russian ground facilities, but NASA's Mission Control in Houston watched the situation in real time and immediately commanded an emergency transfer of attitude control from gyroscopes on the U.S. segment to thrusters on the Russian segment. However, it would take around 7 minutes to fully transfer control from gyroscopes to the propulsion system. Anatoly, extremely dramatic. Please explain to the audience those 7 minutes. What was happening and what could have happened to the ISS if they had not been successful or if the Nauka hadn't run out of fuel? Good evening to you, Anatoly.
Hello, John. Hello, David. So essentially, yes, it was completely unexpected situation, and engines of the docked spacecraft essentially not supposed to fire without, of course, without plan. And, when stuff like that happens, it's essentially was kind of tug of war between those engines which were firing inadvertently and the engines which were on standby on board of the space station, which were responsible for keeping the station in the right orientation. And what happened is they started firing in an opposite direction, essentially. They started kind of fighting those engines which were firing on board this newly arrived module. And as a result, of course, the danger was that the station would experience the dynamic loads, which actually it's not designed to sustain. So, for example, it has some rather delicate structural elements, which are very important. For example, solar panels and radiators, which provide thermal control. And they're connected through very kind of delicate mechanisms, which allows them to rotate and orient toward the sun and so on. And of course, when this giant object is subjected to such a huge dynamic impact, when it starts essentially spinning like crazy, that was a kind of main concern, was that those delicate mechanisms could be damaged or even completely mechanically broken. So that's why one of the first things Mission Control told the crew to do is to look actually into the window and check. Make sure that there are no pieces which actually came off from the station.
David?
Anatoly, is this part of a long-standing problem with Russian hardware and maybe personnel, or how do you make this out to be?
No, I would say that this is very unusual problem, and I think, you know, the part of the issue is that this module, which was under construction for 20 years and finally flew this year, it had number of modifications and upgrades which were done kind of in the last minute in relative terms of development of the spacecraft. And inevitably when in the spacecraft technology, when the changes are done in mechanics or in this case in propulsion system, you have to do also the changes in software. You have to be very careful. And as we know, even with Windows and with Macintosh, very often they release operating system, and later when we already use it, they send us a patch or some fix for problems which they discover much later. And here we have a similar situation probably. The investigation is still ongoing, but it looks like that software had a glitch which kind of missed the fact that module already docked to the station, and it's behaved like it's still in autonomous flight. It's still flying alone. And that's why the engines got fired. The everything was essentially correctly, and everything was working okay. But the software got kind of went crazy and activated those engines. And I think this problem is probably, we are waiting for the results of the investigation, but this problem is probably related to the fact that this spacecraft was built kind of in this haphazard, very difficult way through 20 years of development, and then last minute changes which had to be done.
The station rotated over a number of minutes, over 45, 44 minutes. It rotated 1.5 times. At this point, was there a risk of losing the space station? How bad was it to our understanding? I know the investigation is underway, but what is the chatter, Anatoly?
I would say that no, the station is essentially, it's designed in general to make rotations in space. It can reorient itself. In fact, to receive Nauka, it was rotated in an unusual position. It was not an usual orientation which it would normally fly. So like all objects which are, you know, flying in space, in three-dimensional space, they are normally designed to do spins and to do rotations. But, of course, what was unusual in this situation is that it was unexpected. It was not designed. And the flight control system of the station was trying to resist that because it saw that computers on board the Zvezda service module, which is the kind of heart of the space station, they saw that something's going on, something wrong is going on, and they were trying to get the orientation back in place. So the problem was that it was not something which was designed and expected. But normally, under normal circumstances, station is designed to rotate and to do spins and to take any orientation which is desired by the mission control or by the crew.
David?
Was the station crew able to override the software problem, or how did it finally right itself?
Well, what we know for now is that once the engine firings on board this newly arrived module on board Nauka stopped because it's actually spent all the propellant which it had available for those particular thrusters. So that was kind of lucky part. But once the space station came within the view of the Russian ground stations, they could see that and they could send the command to stop those engines. So there were a number of ways how that problem could be resolved. But apparently, again, we're waiting for exact timeline and exact kind of description of all the events. But as we understand now, it's actually the module actually spent all the propellant which was available in tanks. And, of course, it spent a lot of propellant by getting to the station. So by the time it's actually arrived, there is not much gas kind of, so to speak, left in the tanks. So it's essentially spent all this propellant which remained on board for that unplanned maneuver.
Sounds like a little luck helped a lot here, Anatoly. A little luck running out of gas as you're spinning, disorienting the station. Zvezda, you've mentioned Zvezda, that's the docking module. That's the one where there's been this mystery of air leaks. You've been following this story for quite some time. What is the latest thinking about the leaks? Can they be solved?
I guess if I knew that it was solved, I think I would be in a different place. No, nobody knows at this point when this problem is going to be resolved and whether even it can be resolved, because the cracks which we know now that it's there. A couple of them were already found. Two cracks are already found and treated. But unfortunately, they did not resolve that leak. This little compartment on board Zvezda is still leaking air. So they know for sure that there are some small openings somewhere. And apparently, based on the rate of the leak, those cracks, if it's one crack, it's very small. If it's several cracks, they're even smaller. And now engineers suspect that those cracks are so small that they're at the edge of, or the limit of the modern technology being able to detect them. And they already tried several different methods, including some untraditional methods like actually spewing kind of pieces of tea leaves all around and seeing how they behave. And so far they found two, like I said, and two of them are now sealed, but the leak continues. So they have to really kind of work cut out for them because they don't know what else is leaking.
Quickly, David, less than a minute. Go ahead.
Can we assess this to metal and structure fatigue given the age of the station, or do you think there's something else going on?
Well, there are several hypotheses, as I understand, which they consider, but metal fatigue is one of them. And yes, the structure is already flying in space for more than 20 years, 21 years. So it's totally natural that, it's a structure which was under pressure. It was, in space for a very long time. So yes, it's totally possible that it's a metal fatigue or some kind of production problem.
Anatoly Zak of RussianSpaceWeb.com. It's a subscription site I recommend because what we have is the oldest module, Zvezda, aging, and the newest module, Nauka, misbehaving. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Renee Danino for iHeart Communities. This Veterans Day, we've partnered with Big Y, your family market, to share ways you can support veterans here in our state. Joining us now, Connecticut VA Commissioner Saudi on ways veterans in need in our state can receive help.
They can go to the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs website. Programs are there and links to federal supportive programs as well. And if there is a veteran in crisis, the veteran, a family member, or colleague can call the crisis line 24/7 at 800-273-8255. And press 1.
The best data warehouse is now a data lakehouse. The Databricks Lakehouse platform delivers up to 12 times better price performance than cloud data warehouses. Discover Lakehouse today at databricks.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.